This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every action has an equal opposite reaction. And on Broadway, when you have Hamilton, yeah, that's what I was doing there, you get a record-breaking year at the box office. $1.6 billion overall. That's how much Broadway shows made in 2017, breaking the previous record of $1.12 billion in 2014. Gordon Cox is the theater editor at Variety, and he joins me. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
$1.6 billion is a lot of money. Is this all Hamilton or what?
It's not all Hamilton, but Hamilton and shows like it are kind of the chief reason behind it. Last year in particular, there were a number of shows, a larger number of shows than usual, that were sort of ultra-hot tickets like Hamilton. It's that fact combined with the fact that producers are understanding more and more that there are shows that can bear extremely high premium prices. You know, Hamilton went up to $1,150 a ticket for, you know,
I mean, that's
the
insane
premium prices. And it's a huge number, and they only did it for this very high demand week between Christmas and New Year's, but it is big enough to grab headlines and might make people think that all of Broadway is starting to cost, you know, $1,000 a ticket, which it's not.
How much does this sort of crazy pricing situation change the content of what is produced on Broadway? I mean, I'm thinking in part of two plays by Pulitzer-winning playwrights Paula Vogel, Lynn Nottage, that, you know, opened and then didn't have huge runaway financial successes, and yet things that are, you know, Disney fare and musicals did. I mean, does it change what producers are willing to finance?
To a degree, yes. And that has been happening over a long period of years. As Broadway becomes more and more kind of tourist dependent, it's musicals that bring in the tourists, particularly the international tourists. And what that means is musicals are a more appealing genre to produce than something like a play, when even, as you mentioned, those plays that had the highest possible pedigree and were all three stellar productions closed very quickly.
Well, what does that mean when you look ahead to sort of the balance of 2018, but also how Broadway shakes out, you know, in the future?
Some of the producers I talk about and theater people in the industry are actually very concerned about specifically things like you mentioned, the Broadway play, as more and more musicals make more and more money and carve out long lives in what is a limited supply of Broadway theaters, that we're kind of squeezing the Broadway play out of the picture. There is enough kind of financial incentive to, you know, embrace the musical and maybe forget about everything but the kind of the biggest huge smash hit plays, like, for instance, the Amy Schumer play that Steve Martin
right.
wrote called Meteor Shower, that there might need to be sort of an industry-wide initiative to really think about kind of sustaining the play in the current marketplace.
Have they figured out the economics of that?
Nope. I mean, when it works great. But, you know, for a smaller scale, well-reviewed, well-respected show with a kind of modest audience, it's very, very hard to make that model work these days. So that's what they're trying to figure out.
Gordon Cox, theater editor at Variety, thank you so much.
Thank you.